I have to begin this morning by saying Happy New Year. This is the first Sunday of the Christian year, the first Sunday of Advent. We begin a new journey together as we prepare for the coming of Christ into our world. Welcome to this time of worship together. Whether you're worshiping with us in the sanctuary or joining us over live stream, we hope that you feel the Spirit of Christ connecting us, and I would invite you to let us know that you're with us in worship. You can sign in on the registration pads that are here in the sanctuary, and if you will pass those down and back again. And if you are sitting on the center aisle and would be willing to tear out the pages that have been filled out and put them on top, that would be a big help to our volunteers. If you're worshiping online, there should be a link available to you on the screen or in the chat where you can register your attendance that way. As we begin the season of Advent, there are lots of events that I want to tell you about. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, if you've registered for our Advent Wreath Making Workshop, we will be in the gym. We've got lots of folks signed up, and we want to be able to spread out as we can, so that will be at 4 o'clock today. Next Sunday at 4:30, our choirs will be leading us in the singing of the first part of Handel's Messiah. And you can join us over live stream or here in the sanctuary to continue the season of Advent with that holy music. And then the following week on the 12th at 5:30, we will have our annual traditional candle lighting service. This is a service of lessons and carols that will involve children's choirs and handbells and our adult choirs as well. That will also, of course, be live streamed. Throughout the season of Advent, we will have each Sunday someone in Reed Hall that is connected with one of our mission ministries at the church. And this Sunday we have Earl Henry, who's a church member, and he is selling cards and prints that were made by his father. And the proceeds from that will go toward Building Lives, which is a ministry to help homeless veterans. And each week we'll have a different mission focus in Reed Hall. Also, throughout the weeks of Advent, we will have prayer stations set up in the breezeway. Those will get set up either Monday or Tuesday of this week, and you're invited anytime to stop by the church. But on Wednesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., we'll have someone here who can help host and guide you through those prayer stations. And then each week on Wednesday, we'll be sending out another video to invite you to contemplate some of the artwork that is guiding us through this season of Advent. So lots of ways to worship, to pray, to serve, and to grow in faith as we walk through this holy season of Advent. As we begin together in this time of worship, may the Spirit be with us as we open our hearts, our eyes, to see Christ among us this day.
Christ, the Lord, thy people, pray, come quickly, King of. People of God, raise your heads. Notice the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth. Be alert at all times and pray. The kingdom of God is near. This is the thrill of hope.
We light this first candle of our Advent wreath as an invitation to notice the signs of Christ's coming into the world. Hear these words of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness.
Let us come now before God with our confessions, with the assurance that who we are, that what we carry, are held deep within the perfect God of love, who knows us intimately, who cares for us deeply, and whose compassion and mercy have no end. God of hope, we confess that we often fail to notice your movement in our world. We fill our lives with so much busyness and diversion that we miss the signs and wonders of your inbreaking reign. We become consumed with the latest headlines while ignoring the good news that our redemption is drawing near. We allow cynicism and anxiety to diminish the flame of hope within us. Awaken us to your power once again, O God. Remind us of your enduring word, that we might rejoice with our weary world at the dawn of a new and glorious morning. And now, O God, we offer you our individual confessions in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are
forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. If you are worshiping with us online, you may do that by sending a text to someone that you care about, or maybe by sharing those greetings in the chat. And if you are worshiping with us here in person, you can share these signs of peace and love in whatever way is most comfortable for you. The peace of Christ be with you.
Let us join our hearts and minds in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel, Luke 21, 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I would like to invite any children who are in the sanctuary to come up front and join me, and if you're worshiping from home, to get a little closer to your screens. And we'll take just a moment together. Thanks, Nelva. Good to see everybody. Welcome, welcome. Oh, good. Pastor Brandon's going to come down, too. Ah. Might need help getting up. Okay, well, I want to invite you all, when you come to worship on Sunday in the sanctuary, or if you're worshiping from home and can see the bulletin on your screen, to pay attention to the bulletin covers during Advent. We're going to have some beautiful paintings on the cover, really colorful, and they have a lot of meaning to them. Now, if we look at this painting this morning, it's really busy, isn't it? If you look really closely, there are lots of people, and they're doing all sorts of things. There's somebody baking bread. There's somebody caring for someone who's sick. There are some children dancing in a circle. So make sure and take an extra close look at this when you get a chance to. So with all the activity going on, if you look right down in the bottom corner, that is Mary, the mother of Jesus. And you know what she's doing? She's feeding chickens. She's doing her chores. She's just doing her everyday stuff. But right here is an angel who is about to tell her what God wants her to do, to be Jesus' mother. And this just reminds me that, you know, our lives are pretty busy. We have a lot of things going on in our lives. We cook and we clean and we make our beds, and some of us go to school and some of us go to work, and there's all sorts of activity going on every day. But no matter what all is going on, God is always there. And God wants us to have our eyes and ears open for God in the middle of even our busiest days. So what I want to invite you to do, and what I want to invite everybody to do, is keep our eyes open for signs that God is with us. When we see somebody doing something kind when we see somebody smiling or giving a hug or maybe taking care of somebody. Those are all signs of God's love, and we're supposed to keep our eyes open to see it. Let's pray together. Gracious God, thank you that you are always with us. You're in the world all around us, and you're in our hearts all the time. Help us to know that you're with us and to keep our eyes open for signs of your love in our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for listening. If you're 3, 4, or 5, you can go with Pastor Maggie and Pastor Brandon to Children's Chapel. When we come around to this time of year at Thanksgiving, I have memories that I look back on with great fondness. On Thanksgiving morning, and also Christmas morning and Easter morning when I was growing up, my parents would get all four of us kids piled into the car and drive the 2.5 hours from Nashville to Brownsville to get together at my grandmother's house with my 26 first cousins. Now, as you may know, I'm the baby of four, so when I was really little, my place was in the middle of the front seat between my dad and my brother. But as I grew, and as we all grew, my parents decided to invest in one of those wood-paneled station wagons. Anybody grow up with one of those wood-paneled station wagons? My brother and I would be in the back, just lolling around, crawling around in the back because there were no seatbelt laws back then. Oh, my goodness. But we have some fond memories of those trips to Brownsville. One of the moments I always looked forward to was coming home from Brownsville. We often went through Bellevue, and we'd go up that big hill that's called Seven Mile Hill or something. And, you know, when I'm little, I can't see that there's anything beyond the hill. It just looks like the hill and then sky. And my dad would always say without fail, "End of the world, straight ahead. End of the world, straight ahead." Sometimes it feels that way, doesn't it? Sometimes it feels like the end of the world. I've had several conversations over the past 20 months or so where people have said, "Goodness, it feels like we're living in the end times. With all of the turmoil and all of the things that are happening, do you think this could be the end of the world?" It certainly feels that way. End of the world, straight ahead. And of course, we're not the first to feel that way. We're not the first generation to look around us and see things happening in our world, in our communities, that make us feel like things are coming to an end somehow. But with the pandemic and the way it's turned our world upside down, and hurricanes in the east and fires in the west, and all of the news that comes pouring at us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's easy to think, end of the world, straight ahead. And that's why we lean in a little more closely to hear Jesus in these verses from Luke's gospel. Jesus is continuing this speech, this teaching he offers to his disciples. We heard the first part of it a couple of weeks ago from Mark's gospel, when Jesus and his disciples were leaving the temple and they're marveling at the stones of the temple, and Jesus says, "All this is going to be thrown down very soon." And they start to ask him questions about that. He keeps teaching and talking about how the world will change. And here in this text, now in Luke's gospel, we hear him saying there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and the heavens will shake and the waters will roar, and it will feel like the end of the world straight ahead. But, Jesus says, when it feels that way, when you look around and you see these signs, here's how I want you, as my disciples, to live. Actually, one of the things he offers them is how not to live, what not to do under these circumstances. When you see all of these things happening and it feels like the end of the world, be careful, Jesus says, that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. I hear in these words these two temptations that I know for myself I have felt drawn to, especially in the last couple of years. There's the temptation when life seems so overwhelming, when the headlines just seem so negative, and to just want to go and hide somewhere, to just go binge watch Netflix for days on end and just come up for food and water. Jesus says drunkenness and dissipation, but we can numb out. We can hide away from the world in a lot of different ways. And it's tempting to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. It's important to me in my own life to have some Sabbath time, to have some time with boundaries around it, when I can take a nap, when I can watch 3 episodes of Star Trek in a row. Just, that's my own personal confession. Ways to check out for just a little while, to renew and rest and set it aside. But if that becomes a way of life, if it becomes a way to escape the world, if it makes my soul callous where I no longer feel compassion for the suffering and all that's going on in the world, then I need to heed Jesus' warning. Be careful that your hearts are not weighed down, hiding away, numbing out. And be careful that your hearts are not weighed down by the worry, by the worries of this world. And I felt that way as well, so wrapped up in the anxiety and the not knowing of these days, refreshing my Twitter feed to see how this latest story is developing, worrying and worrying about things that I really have no control over, that can weigh down my heart and make me afraid. When again and again, Jesus' invitation to his followers is not to be afraid. And so he says, when it feels like the end of the world is straight ahead, make sure that your hearts are not weighed down by these things. Instead, what does he say? How many times in these verses that Bill read for us do we hear words like, look, stand up, hold your head up high, stay awake, look around, notice, open your eyes and see? What is it that Jesus is calling us to notice, to open our eyes to stay awake for? Well, he offers this parable of the fig tree and all the trees. Notice, he says, when the leaves are first beginning to bud, that's a sign that summer's coming. So open your eyes and look around for the signs that the kingdom of God is being born into our midst. Signs of God's presence and God's goodness and God's love being manifest in our world and within us. Notice the presence of God in the midst of life. So how do we do that? How do we keep our eyes open? How do we stay open to our world as it is, and to what God is doing even now in our midst? Because Jesus says it's emerging, it's already coming into the world. In our staff meetings each week, we take some time early in the staff meeting to talk about signs that we've seen of God's kingdom in the world. The way we frame it is by using our church's vision statement, to be the loving light of Christ, connecting, transforming. And so I asked the question, where have you seen signs of connection or transformation or shining in your ministries this week? And there's always at least one story. Usually there are 3 or 4, sometimes more. Just glimpses of the kingdom, signs of God's love manifest in our midst. This past week, Stacy talked a little bit about The Quiet Place. This is a new ministry that our outreach committee has gotten going down in the lower level. As the pandemic got to some of its worst points last year, we were beginning to see more and more people coming into the church from the streets asking for help, a snack bag, a bus pass, a cup of water, anything. And those are small things that we can do, but there seemed to be more of a need that we might be able to meet. And so a couple of days a week, which is all we can do right now with our volunteers and the space that we have, but a couple of days a week, we open up the lower level. We call it the quiet place. And people can come and get a hot cup of coffee or a drink of water, take a nap, have a place to put up their feet, and just feel safe and feel welcomed and rest. And Stacy shared with us this week that we reached our maximum on Monday, the largest number we can manage in the quiet space. That says to me that the word is getting out, that West End United Methodist Church is a place where you can come and be safe and rest and be welcomed and loved. That's the kingdom of God manifesting in our midst. And the invitation is for us to open our eyes and see. It doesn't have to be anything big. Often it isn't, at least not to our eyes. But maybe what we could do together as a spiritual practice during this season of Advent is to take notice. Maybe once a day, maybe once a week, take a few moments to sit down and write where you've seen God at work in the world, where you've experienced a sign of the kingdom of God in your ordinary life. And if you want to, you can share those with me in an email or post them on Facebook, because the more we practice sharing these things, the more it helps us open our eyes and sharpen our vision to see the kingdom when it arises. And it helps us to wait with hope and to stay awake to what God is already doing in our midst. And that's exactly what Advent is about. Advent is not just a season when we are preparing to hear the story of Jesus' birth in a manger in Bethlehem, although it is that. But it's a season when we remember that Christ is coming again in final victory. Christ is coming into our world even now, even here. And we're invited to live on tiptoe in hope and expectation to see him as he comes. And to remember that what might seem like the end of the world, what Jesus is talking about with his disciples here, with the roaring of the seas and the shaking of the heavens, is not death and destruction. It is new life and the return of Christ. It is the day that the prophets hoped for when they talked about justice rolling down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when righteousness and peace shall kiss each other and the wolf and the lamb shall lie down together. It's that day that the book of Revelation points to, when every tear shall be dry and there will be no more death and no more crying or grief. As people of hope, as people of Advent, that is what we are looking for. So, my friends, let us walk through this season of Advent fully awake, with eyes and hearts open to the Christ who is coming even now. Thanks be to God.
Would you rise in body or in spirit and join me as we affirm our faith together? Number 883 in your hymnals, or it will be on the screen if you're joining us online. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated. As we come to our prayer time this morning, I invite you to lift up both your silent and your spoken prayers. If you'd like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout the week, you can follow the link under Contact Us on our website. Or if you're here with us in the sanctuary, there are gray cards in the pew racks in front of you. You can fill those out and place those in the offering boxes at the doors to the sanctuary on your way out this morning. This morning, we extend our sympathy to the friends and family of Ed Davies, who passed away on November 22nd. Among his survivors is his wife, West End member Betty Davies. Plans for a service are still being finalized at this time. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God who sees us, we give you thanks that while you reign over the whole world, you still remember each of us by name. When we become distracted and fail to see the signs and wonders of your work in the world, you still notice every detail about us, and you care deeply about our lives. This morning, loving God, we lift up to you all who suffer, those who are sick, those who do not have adequate food or shelter, those who grieve. We lift up those who suffer from isolation or depression, those who are in prison, those who are separated from family and friends during this holiday season. We lift up those who are victimized by greed and hatred, and those for whom safety and security are difficult to come by. O God, we know that you are already with each person in the midst of their struggle and pain. We ask that you would surround them with your love and your grace, that they might know your comfort and your hope. Remind us that we too can be bearers of your comfort and hope. Call us out of our complacency, that we might notice your people who are hurting, that we might care for them as we are able, and that we might work with you toward that day when your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, we ask that you would hear all of our prayers, both spoken and unspoken, as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings this morning, we recognize that everyone is in a different financial situation. So that we might continue our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world, we invite you to give as you are able and as you feel led. For those of you worshiping with us online, you're welcome to give via the options listed on the screen or in the chat. And for those worshiping in person, there are offering boxes, as I mentioned, at the doors to the sanctuary where you can leave your offering following the service. Let us now offer our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, and our hearts to our God who loves us unconditionally. Please be seated. I'd like to invite Ken and Leah Malloy to come forward. Friends, this is Ken and Leah Malloy. They are transferring from First United Methodist Church of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and they are looking forward to worshiping with their son and daughter-in-law and grandkids who are also members here at West End. So Ken and Leah, as members of the body of Christ in this congregation, called to be the loving light of Christ in the world, will you faithfully serve Christ in this place through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, say, I will. Would the congregation please rise in body or in spirit and join me in welcoming our newest members. Family of God, Ken and Leah are now entrusted to your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ. And in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. I invite you all to greet these folks through the doors to your right following our service. And now may the God of all grace strengthen you by the connecting and transforming power of the Holy Spirit, that together we might be the loving light of Christ in this world. Amen.
Thank you.
may we go from this place as children of light, looking for the coming of Christ in our hearts and in our world, and shining that love wherever we go. Go in peace. Amen.